Hey everyone, welcome to the second episode of the Make Waves Marketing Podcast. Today I want to talk a little bit about Facebook ads and how you can use them to really grow your business. I wanted to cover who Facebook ads are for, how to design your funnel, how to target your ads, and we'll go through a few examples there of different industries and how they can set up their targeting, and some of my favorite types of ads and things to consider when designing your ads. All right, so first things first, who Facebook ads are for. If you are targeting any type of consumer, you should be using Facebook ads. There are very few examples of times where an industry just shouldn't be. And that's pretty much just if you're in a restricted category, like something like weapons. Or if you're in kind of a more really niche, B2B niche, where you're... like nuclear power or something crazy like that, you're not gonna be able to reach people like that. But even if you're in B2B and you're selling something that's pretty common, you can use Facebook ads. There's plenty of ways to go and target based on company size and stuff. All right, so let's talk about designing your funnel now. So people aren't just gonna go click on your ad and make a purchase. You're gonna have to go and have multiple touch points and a process in place to get someone from a stranger to a customer. Stats say sometimes you might have to show an ad to someone 24 times for them to actually make a purchase, with a third of the time them actually seeing it. So 16 out of 24 times, they don't even see your ad that you're paying to place it. That's not just for Facebook, that's for all of advertising. So Facebook's numbers might be a little bit different, if you were solely running a Facebook strategy. But as part of a bigger marketing mix, you're looking at like 24 touch points. It's ridiculous. But you need to figure out what that funnel looks like before you do anything else. So figure out what your customer's buying process is. So if you're a photographer, the buying process is normally they have a need for a photographer, whether they just became a senior or they have a wedding coming up. So you have a need right there. And you're going to follow it through with, they're going to do some searching. So they're probably going to Google best photographers in Akron, or they might be doing some research, but they haven't picked anyone yet. And followed by that, they'll narrow it down to a few people, and then they'll actually make a purchase. That's what that process looks like. It's going to look different for every industry. So figure out what that customer buying process looks like, and then use your ads to match that. So if they're in a stage where they're just kind of seeking information, your ad shouldn't be a hard sell, like pay your deposit right now. Like, that doesn't make sense at that point. And then make sure you're tracking everything with a Facebook pixel. So you can install in Facebook pixel that on your landing pages and all along the funnel, you're going to see exactly where those visitors are going. You're going to be able to track your conversions, and you're going to be able to go and get a really good ROI, so you can know exactly how much you're making for every dollar you spend. All right, now that you've got your funnel set up, it's time to actually start targeting your ads. Now, when you create an ad in Facebook, it's going to have you pick your ad type first and then your target. You're going to want to go and do your target first and then use it to determine your ad type. You can use Facebook's audience manager to kind of set up that audience first, but at least have an idea of in your head of who you want to target with those Facebook ads before you put it in. So the best way to kind of go over this is just, I'm going to go through a few industries real quick to give you an idea of what they can do. And then you can pick pieces and parts out to see what might work for your business. And of course, we have guides on how to do Facebook targeting for some industries on our site. You can check out at monarchwave.com. And there's plenty out there if you just Google around. First industry I want to cover was real estate. Now, real estate is pretty cool because there's two sides of it. There's people who are looking to buy and people looking to sell. And sometimes those are at the same exact time. So you're going to get kind of an overlap there. But for buying, let's say you are trying to go and sell a house for a client. You can go and target it to try to reach buyers who are looking to move. That is a Facebook interest or a Facebook ad set in there. You just type in looking to move. And it's going to look at people who have demonstrated behaviors that means they're probably doing some shopping around for houses right now. They make over $50,000 in income, or however much you want that to be for that house. You obviously don't want someone making $30,000 a year trying to buy your $250,000 house, and no one making $250,000 is going to buy a $30,000 house. So you need to set that up there based on income, and then also location. I try to just target around locally for people who are trying to go and add more space to where they were at. Maybe get into a better area. Those are good ones. And then you can always target people who have also visited the area a lot recently. So with Facebook, I can say, okay, this person has been in Ohio a lot, and in this particular area in Ohio, I want to show ads to these type of people because they might be moving. If you're trying to sell a house, you can go, if you're trying to reach people who are selling their house, you can look at their home value. So you can say, all right, I don't want to show my ad to try to get people to sell through me whose home value is under $50,000. You can do that, or who aren't making a certain amount, because that's kind of linked to home value as well in a lot of cases, depending on your area. You can also use looking to move. There's nothing wrong with that. You're using the same exact thing, whether you're buying or moving. And then life events. So you can go and say, all right, these people just had a kid. They're probably looking for a larger house. So you can show it to things like that with some specific ads there. There's also some really cool ways you can target renters. So you just say, all right, I'm looking for people who are renting, making over X amount of dollars. And then you can show them an ad saying, like, hey, it's probably more affordable to actually own a home right now than it is to rent. So those are really good ones for real estate. Let's say you're in construction. You want to show an ad trying to convince people to add a room to their house, do some sort of renovation like that. You can do life events again. People who are just had a baby, they might need more room in the house. Home value. So you can say, I want people whose homes are over $100,000 or over however much you think is right. No one's adding a room onto a $30,000 house. So think about it like that. And then income. If they're just barely scraping by, they're not adding rooms onto their house. You can also do some things like if a disaster's come through and there's been some storm damage, you can go and target based on a zip code and do an offer to say homes that are over $60,000, you want in a certain zip code, you want to show an ad saying something like get a free roof inspection after a hailstorm or something like that. There's lots of ways you can target based on income and home level. So finding out which one's going to work best with your customers is pretty important. Insurance covers a lot of it, but definitely play around with those settings. All right, last thing I wanted to cover is types of ads you can use. They've got tons of different types of ad types right now, but I just want to cover my three favorites. My number one favorite right now is video ads. Just because there's really cool retargeting abilities. So let's say I have a video, I'm a real estate agent, and I have a video walkthrough of a house, and it's 2 minutes long. Make that into a Facebook ad, text maybe some features of the house, and then a link to learn more. But with that ad, I can go and say, create a lookalike ad based off that, where if you watch 30 seconds in, I know you're interested, so I can show you another ad with a little bit more about that house to try to get you to click through. Or if you're if you watch the whole thing, I can show you an ad. There's lots of ways to do that, and you can apply it to pretty much any industry where you can make a video that describes what you do, who you are, or something about your business. Other ad type I love is carousel ads, just because you can show a lot of pictures in a really clean and nice way. So if you have products that you sell, put your top six in there. Get nice product images and have them swipe through and view some of your stuff, and then click right through to the product page to make a purchase. If you have something that's lower end, let's say you sell, hot sauce or fidget spinners, things that are probably impulse purchases under $25, you can normally get away with having just interest and buy right there. So carousel ads are really cool for that. You can have them automatically sort, so the product with the highest click-through rate shows first. That may or may not work for you depending on where your profit lays with certain items, but it's always something cool to consider. And the last one is a new one. I haven't had a whole lot of time to test this one out, but from what I've seen, it looks pretty cool. It's a messenger ad where you show your ad an image, and then instead of a call to action like visit the site or learn more, it opens up Facebook Messenger and they can start a conversation with you right there. I think this is really cool just because it's getting them to talk to a real person right away. If you're selling something like fidget spinners or hot sauce, this doesn't make a lot of sense for you. But if you've got like a B2B type journey where maybe they're buying marketing services, or even a B2C service where maybe they're looking for construction, they need to know more, and they're not going to be able to get that just from a website, or you're a photographer and they want to go and talk to you about some things, some worries or questions they may have. It's a great way to start a conversation there and kind of build them into your funnel. So yeah, those are my top three types of ads. We don't have any questions for podcasts this week, but if you do, call in. Definitely try to answer them on air. Leave a comment. Or if you are on Twitter, at Monarch Wave or Alex D. Riddle, just shoot me a question and I will do my best to answer it. Thanks, guys.